From KYR News in Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen. Despite Arkansas seeing a record number of COVID-19 cases, the state is moving on to phase two of reopening, guided by the Trump administration's Opening Up America Again guidelines. Under phase two, which began today, restaurants are allowed to operate at two-thirds capacity for dine-in services. KYR's David Monteith spoke with three local restaurant owners about the impact on their business.
Restaurants in Arkansas have been limited to one-third of their maximum seating for dine-in services for more than a month. When those phase one limitations were announced last month, Ron Settler, the owner of Sims Barbecue, said he would wait for a vaccine or the end of the virus to reopen for dine-in. Phase two hasn't changed his mind.
Everything is still to go in all three locations. No dine-ins, no. I said, I'm still going to stand on where I was at the last interview, that I'm not going to open up dine-in until this thing is 100% controlled.
Sims Barbecue has been takeout only since the onset of the coronavirus in Arkansas. Mark Abernathy, the owner of The Red Door and Loca Luna, closed both restaurants completely for the past 2 months for kitchen renovations. His restaurants are now open for takeout, but Abernathy says he's not ready for dine-in yet.
We'd love to open the whole restaurant up, but it's just, I've got to feel like it's safe for my employees and my customers, and I don't have to fight people that don't want to wear masks.
Some restaurants, like The Box, a burger joint in Little Rock, took advantage of Phase 1 guidelines and have allowed dine-in at reduced capacity. Kelly Wayne Joyner, owner of The Box, says he welcomes the latest reductions and restrictions.
Anything that we can get, you know, that gets us to this new normal and allows the economy to start taking breaths again, I think is really beneficial.
Phase 2 guidelines still require increased distance between tables and masks for employees and customers. David Monteith, KUAR News.